The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Obama killed Osama, pumped his turban full of lead. They rolled him off the ice and shot him point blank in the head. I have no doubt that Bin Laden died 10 years ago. And now he's dead again and there's no death photos to show. Ooh, flood news. They said they took his body and they dumped it in the sea. Obama gave a speech and he was lying through his teeth. Sheeple bought his every lie and started celebrating. They thought out old Osama just to boost Obama's ratings. Ooh, the news. Said they shot him by his bed, double tapped him in the head. Shot his wife, shot his son, said Osama had a gun. SEAL Team 6, let the red. Said they got his DNA. I prefer a bad excuse to phone news. This is an information war. Their goal is to deceive. They'll bombard you with their lies and hope that you believe. If you wanna know the truth, just open up your eyes and you will see there's proof beyond a doubt behind their lies. Flood news. Said they shot him by his bed, double tapped him in the head. Shot his wife, shot his son, said Osama had a gun. SEAL Team 6, look at red. Said they got his DNA. I prefer a bad excuse. Osama's watching CNN, chatting with his Facebook friends, dodging missiles from a drone, texting Bush from his iPhone, eating bacon, drinking Dom, busy making backpack bombs, faxing in a terror threat, flying in his private jet, has his own Twitter page, doesn't seem to ever end. He's passing for the CIA, but the truth is they ain't saying.
Sheeple, those are the people who unquestioningly accept as true whatever their political leaders say, or who adopt popular opinion as their own without thinking or any scrutiny. That was a parody song, Fog of War, done by Donnie Eldridge. And the little note here added to the YouTube clip, Obama's dead again, and the globalists will soon debut a new patsy they've been grooming. It's Manuel Goldstein, folks. Remember the little speech that Mr. X made in the movie JFK? They were sitting on the park bench up there in Washington, D.C., and he was telling him, the deep cover CIA guy that he wanted to testify in court, said, you know, I'm not going to do that. He says, but I'll tell you this, a nation and its ability to wrangle its people together to fight war is what this establishment is all about. I paraphrased, of course. But basically, that's it. Now we have the long and never-ending war against Emmanuel Goldstein. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Who's next on the block? We'll pick one.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't do any of the top of the hour usual stuff. Well, if you're here, you know who I am, and you know what we do on Wednesdays. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and it is the 11th day of May, 2011, 5/11/11. Hello, Joyce Rosenwald.
I'm excited, John. Hello.
How you doing?
I think we found Remedy, John.
Well, wait a minute. Before you go into Remedy, let me say hi to Peter.
Okay.
Hello, Peter Neese.
Hi, John.
We're not going to leave you out there on the fringe. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm on the edge of the universe.
Aren't we all? I could think of about 20 things to say on that one, but we'll let that one go. Okay, Joyce, I have read your emails, and which one are you going to be talking about here?
The Admiralty Law, the high water mark.
Did I download that one? I'm going through many pages here. This is not the one on Denny Ray Harden, is it?
No, but that's also excellent.
Okay, well, I'm...
You know, I've been looking for that for 3 years. I finally found it.
Well, I found it. Oh, that's because you sent it to me.
That's because otherwise, yeah, you'd be looking for 3 years, too.
Now, okay. Well, just start explaining because I'll try to catch up if I printed this thing out.
Okay.
under admiralty law, we are on the ocean because it's the law of the sea. So I found something in my files that I had, but in law, you don't understand something until you educate yourself to the point where you understand what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I had all of this in my files, but I didn't know what I was looking at. And then all of a sudden, what something went ping or whatever, and it all came together. Why the government wants us in an admiralty jurisdiction and under the law merchant, it's all fraud. Basically, it says, states as such are not known in our intercourse with foreign nations and not recognized as common sovereigns on the ocean. That's why they want us in admiralty on the ocean. So we only have to go in and rebut all the presumptions, make them prove the crime you are accused of took place on the high seas, and produce the maritime contract you signed or the contract under the law merchant. And basically, when you rebut all their presumptions and force them to bring the evidence they need in order to convict you, you're home free.
Well,
make sense, John?
Why, the question that I would ask, first off, is why is it so important for all of their... It's not heraldry, that has to do with flags, but why go through all the trouble with the high water marks and all this other stuff? Why go through a series of, it's almost ceremonial. What's the point of that?
Well, because what they have done is, in the corner of every courthouse in America is a stake that represents the high water mark of the ocean. It's all fraud. They bring that in, and then the presumption or the assumption that the court makes is you're standing in the water, therefore they have jurisdiction for admiralty law. So if your ankles aren't wet and you're not standing in the water, the first presumption should be you're not on the ocean.
Well,
because they make you a fiction, the second presumption should be you're a living man that bleeds. You're not a fiction.
Well,
how can they prove that you are not real?
How can they prove that I am? Oh, they issue me a number and I'm in their computers. But high water mark for the oceans?
It's in the corner of every courthouse.
Unless the global alarmists out there are true and correct, we're not going to see the high water mark for the oceans for a while yet. Or I guess we can go to the Pangaea era of Earth's history. At one point in time, water levels were much higher. We had one continent, and, well, the rest, as they say, is history. But I don't see the point. Peter, you see what I'm getting at here? I don't see the point of going through all this falderall of marking the courthouses with a high water mark so they can go in there and claim their administrative maritime procedure stuff.
John, it's symbolism, okay, with their own law.
That's
is what it basically comes down to.
That was the word I was looking for, symbolism.
It's all fraud, John. It's just nothing but a big show. But because they do all these things, and they are the authority, quote-unquote, they set the stage in order for their authority to rule.
Amazing.
It's all, if I can say the word bullshit, I'm gonna, because that's what it is.
Can't say that.
Okay, I can't say that, but that's what it is, John. It's just a big, giant show.
John, it's like when England went out and they were discovering different lands for the Queen, okay? Why did the guy have to go on shore and plant the flag in the sand? I mean, why couldn't they just gotten off the boats and start shooting everybody?
Well, and you know, they're into their heraldry and their symbology and their ceremonial and the pomp and ceremony. And, you know, all that's fine. A lot of this has to do with the human race of identifying what we are and what we stand for. In this particular case, this almost seems too silly, but... if you look at who the global elite and their enablers are, they're into a bunch of stuff. I mean, the skull and bones people, I mean, come on. Right. You got to lay in a coffin and profess your deepest, darkest sins so your other friendly folks there that are your handmaidens can maybe one day blackmail you with it. This is all insane, but I guess there is a method to their continuing madness.
Well, why do we all stand up when a judge walks into the courtroom?
Because that's to show respect for the law, not necessarily for the judge. And if that was the case, well, then whip out Black's Law Dictionary. I'll salute that, and the judge can just have a seat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They like pomp and circumstance, and when they use these rules as their definitions to enforce their law, nobody thinks of them, because where do they appear? I mean, where do you ever see in a case that you have to be standing ankle deep in water so that the crime can be prosecuted as a crime committed on the sea, on the high sea?
Well,
why would they put a high water mark to designate the high water mark in the courtroom?
Well,
if they weren't going to use it against you,
I'm up to my eyeballs in something, and it ain't water. Chris in Las Vegas, hello, Chris.
Thanks for letting me come on today. I have been fighting with this Admiralty Law situation for many, many years now. And I can tell you that it is a bringing to the land the law of the sea from the bar. And it's a form of ancient Oriental despotism, ancient Roman civil law, where a state-created god sits in judgment over mere men. The judge has absolute rights to rule on your rights, to determine what evidence can be submitted or not, what witnesses can be brought forth or not, what fines, punishments, or assessments can be rendered or what, and to put you in jail or not. Therefore,
we're supposed to be in commerce on the high seas.
Ah, but the Commerce Clause, they get you entrapped to that from the EIN number on the back of your Social Security card, your federal registration number, which they consider you to be an employment unit and a unit of commerce.
But you know what else you can do?
You shouldn't even go to court.
You can subpoena your employment record, and if they can't produce it, how can they claim you're an employee without an employment record?
Chris,
well, remember, they have the right to rule on all the evidence that's admitted in their courtroom.
Right. You know, people have argued, Chris, you know, I should be able to go into one of these equity courts or administrative courts, and I should be able to argue, at least on jurisdiction, on constitutional merit. And that would seem rather sane. What's insane is to watch these judges when a defendant, whether he's defending himself or maybe he's got a papered mouthpiece with him, that they'll bring up points of the Constitution and the rights that are provided under, say, the Ten Amendments, make it easy here. And the judge will outright reject that, that they will not hear the constitutional argument. And one is of jurisdiction. You know, you start the ball rolling here, Chris, with, you know, why am I in here? You know, what jurisdiction? You try to nail them on the jurisdiction issue, and they get real befuddled over that one.
Well, you actually should not even be in that court in the first place. When you walk beyond that railing, you're into the judges coming aboard his ship or his vessel.
That's right.
Now, that is precisely so. And what you're facing when you go into the Admiralty Court is not an American court. It's a private foreign court of jurisdiction. So then back
correct.
To the Bretton Woods Agreement, where
that's
we
correct.
Could incorp U.S. the government to private foreign banksters of the Rothschild clan, and others, including the Vatican and the Church of England and several others.
All right. Is there any documentation that spells out that foreign court issue?
Absolutely. There's much. One, you can go to barefootsworld.com, download his Admiralty thing. There's a number of sites, not my government, the Red Amendment, the 14th Amendment.
Okay, but Chris, let me shave this down a little bit. Not what somebody wrote about or their opinion. Looking at something and then reinterpreting. I want this out of their own paperwork. I want this out of their own law. Is there anything that we can point to that says that?
I can absolutely send you some things, but you have to understand...
Okay, hold on. I got a break. Hold on. We'll carry you through the break, Chris. 800-313-3131. 9443, Joyce Rosenwald and Peter Neese. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, we're back. Chris, you were saying something before the break, so go ahead and finish that thought out, please. There you are.
7NE41. All right, it says, pursuant to the law of the flag, a military flag does result in jurisdictional implication when flown. The plaintiff cites the following under what is called international law. The law of the flag, a shipowner who sends his vessel into a foreign port gives notice by his flag to all those who enter into contracts with the shipmaster that he intends the law of the flag to regulate those who contracts with the shipmaster that either submit to its operation or not contract with his agent at all. And what the premise is operated, if she is exactly right, you have to rebut the presumption of guilt. And that means to refuse the offer of contract in the first place, the citation, the notice of violation, whatever the scheme is that the government's operating of. It must be refused for cause with death, dishonor, referencing the UCC 1-308, which replaced 1-207, and rebut the presumption that you are, in fact, a corporate-created strawman entity and thereby are not in contract with them and cannot be converted by a unilateral creation of a fabricated contract at the will of the government to dupe you into being taken advantage of and placed as a 14th Amendment small-c citizen into that common law privilege jurisdiction.
You know, don't you... Don't you think it'd be a whole lot easier for them just to get up and proclaim? And is this the only reason they will not do this? That, look, these are courts of equity, these are courts of contract, call it what you will, administrative courts. Rather than accusing people of being nuts, throwing them in mental institutions, or threatening them with jail time because you're being unruly in the court and you're in contempt thereof, on and on. If you file paperwork, they declare it's frivolous and has no meaning. I mean, on and on it goes. I mean, is that the only reason they just don't come right out and say, look, you know, this is the court system we have, this is what we do, and this is how we're going to continue to do it. Get over it.
Well, if they did that, John, they'd have to come out and admit all the fraud that they've done. And do you really think they're going to do that?
It'd make me feel better.
Well, it would make us all feel a lot better if we knew where we were instead of having to play games. But the government doesn't want to come out and say, we destroyed your government. We gave you a whole new private system under which you have no ability to defend because we can counter everything. So we're going to take everything you own, put you in jail, take all your money,
yeah,
and make you work for us as a slave.
Well,
and, you think they're going to come out and tell us that?
Well, and it's a game. It is, in as much as it's a game, if you relent to this and you defend yourself and play the game according to their rules. But this is not a game. When I catch them and I go, wait a minute here. You know, there's a want for jurisdiction here. I'm protected against this by way of the Constitution. Anything you throw up, I mean, that ceases to be a game when they're threatening my livelihood, my money, my freedom with jail. I mean, this is the question I had, and people accept this as being normal. It's the latter-day new normal. Like I said before, the conversion of this traffic stuff, which is a civil infraction, but yet somehow they managed to throw your keister in jail. You have to call bail bondsmen or sit a night in jail to go see a judge. But the point of it is that you take a civil infraction and you turn it into something that's punishable by them stealing you. And some people say kidnap. I think that's a little extreme. I think it's misapplication of their police powers. I prefer to look at it that way. Kidnapping is a crime where you kidnap somebody, usually for ransom. And I guess that could fit as well, but it's a pure criminal intent. While these guys are wearing the white hats and the shiny badges and the guns and saying, we're here in service of you. Yeah.
Well, the first rule of the road is you never argue. That's what we do. We go in and we argue. We're not supposed to do that. All we're supposed to do is go in and rebut the presumptions and make them bring forth the law. And if they can't bring forth the law because the law is in their mouth at that particular minute, how can they bring it forth?
Well, arguing is in my DNA because I'm half Italian, a quarter German, and a quarter Irish, and you should hear the arguments I have with myself.
Well, it's in my DNA, too. I'm a woman. We argue about what time it is and whether the sun is shining or not. I mean, that's a given, but if you go in, and everyone who goes in and argues loses. You can't win. You can't win an argument. You can only win it with truth and with fact. And when you ask them to produce an impossibility...
Hold on, Chris. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was just saying, hang on, Chris. He's trying to jump in here.
What I was about to say is that the truth from this is they're operating as that you're out there driving, which is engaged in commerce, the movement of cargo from
mm-hmm.
place to place.
Mm-hmm.
What Americans are doing in their private capacities are traveling on the public roadways, not engaged in commerce.
Right.
I disagree.
Under that scheme.
Now, Peter, why do you disagree?
Because who owns your car?
State.
The state
yes.
owns your car. They're the responsible party because
state owns your car. You only have the use of it.
That's right. They're renting it to you. You pay for the rent every year.
Okay, well, what jurisdiction do you think they're owning it under?
Commerce.
That's that private foreign jurisdiction.
They own it under piracy, inland piracy, booty under admiralty law. They stole it from
you voluntarily
gave it to
them. You registered it.
But it's under prize.
Yeah, but see, I wasn't apprised of the terms of that contract, which in a contract and all the stipulations have got to be spelled out. That's why they invented small print. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Chris, you said something earlier that caught my ear, that we shouldn't be in those courts.
That's correct.
And initially, a lot of people took that approach that, well, that's just foolishness, and I'm not answering the summons, or I'm not going to court, or I'm not... And then they would just sit around and, issue a warrant for your arrest to compel. Chris, I didn't say you said that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Geez, we want to argue about this?
No. Here, the point is that American citizens enjoy the benefits of the rights that are protected under the Constitution that are granted from God. 14th Amendment, small c citizens that were created by that 14th Amendment, enjoy privileges granted at the power of Congress, and therefore it can be taken away by Congress at any time.
And you see the problem here, because, you know, we say God's law, but we are actively involved in commerce, and there's got to be some rules and regulations about that commerce issue. So, you know,
let me finish here, Chris.
Thank you. That these rules and regulations for doing this kind of commerce stuff, I don't know that God wrote a handbook on commerce, so we invented it. But the one sticking point that has always bothered me is all these machinations, all these legalese little tricks. They call it procedure, and this is how we do things. These things are not spelled out. Just yesterday, I'm sitting in a traffic light, and I'm watching this cop interviewing an occupant of his motor vehicle. And when I came back through the same area about 20 minutes later, there the cop was, and there somebody's property was being hauled off because evidently they didn't meet the paperwork criteria. And I thought to myself, he's stealing the guy's car. Well, he's not really stealing it. He's going to hold it ransom until he figures out how he's going to present his case against, or in his defense against the state that is accusing him of doing something to the point that they're taking his property and him, which is his own property, by the way. This is not manufactured. You know, we could say it was naturally created or God created. But you see my point here, Chris. They have taken this. They had a need. Therefore, they had to do something, and they did it.
Scripted to the driver's license scheme is through the manufacturer certificate of origin that the dealer sends to the corporate state.
Yeah, we got all that.
Register your vehicle.
Yeah, we know all that.
What we have to go back to is Frank Buschaber versus the U.S. and Yicklo versus Hopkins, where they talk about being foreign to the United States, because the United States is a specifically delineated segment of land within the United States, including territories throughout the land. And they brought in federal courts into foreign jurisdictions into all the states. And so if you understand that the United States, the independent states, the separate sovereign country nation states without the U.S. on the continent of America are foreign to the United States. And those citizens that are state citizens within those states, or possibly not citizens and therefore being aliens to those states or the federal government, are not U.S. citizens. When they ask you those entrapping phrases on all these government contracts and forms, are you a United States citizen, and you answer yes, you are volunteering yourself to be subject.
Right. But
that's correct. That's why you use, without prejudice, Title 28, 1746-1. You have just stated you're a real-life human being, not a fiction, reserving your common law rights, and you are without the federal, municipal, territorial jurisdiction.
Absolutely.
Put it all in writing. There it is. Now it's up to the court to rebut what you have stated, and they can't, because it's their own law.
So you have to use their
own law against them all the time. And then when you use that, how can they rebut it? How can they say it isn't true?
Well, see, this is exactly the point with the Admiralty Law and the UCC law, is you're presumed guilty until you rebut the presumption that's being made that you're falling under their jurisdiction.
If you haven't noticed, Chris, everything is that presumption now.
Well,
everything.
This is what's happened. The law merchants have duped the American people by bringing their foreign law onto our soil and operating with these foreign laws and American concepts.
Chris, if you can get me what I requested from you before, I like I said, there's a lot of opinions out there floating around. Some of them are true and correct, and some are not. Some are a little bit off.
There's a very simple site I can send you to where you can print out everything you want to know. It's a very insightful treatise called...
God, he's going to make me read. Never mind. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate your call. Look, either you people are going to help me with this, or I'm going to stop doing this. You don't send me into a site where I've got to read for 3 days to find what I need. I asked for a specific thing. You said you knew what it was. I would like to see it. Can we do this without a whole bunch of fanfare and without me delving into something for 8 hours to go track down and prove your point or disprove it? Can I get some help here?
Hey, John, would you like to laugh for a second?
Yeah, I could use one right now.
I'm holding in my hands, issued by the governor of the state, the Constitution of the State of California, and it has an asterisk mark on it. So I look down at the asterisk, and it says, adopted by the people on May 7th, 1879, for effective date, see Article 22. So I switch over and look at Article 22, and guess what, John? It was repealed June 6, 1972.
And repealed and replaced with what?
Nothing. I asked you if you wanted to laugh.
I don't know if that's. I don't know if I'm laughing because it's humorous, or it's just so incredibly unbelievable.
No, you know where it all started for me? It started with a case called something about Standing Bear, an Indian who was made a ward of the state and, of course, a federal fiction. And they were trying to do these horrible, terrible things to him. Now, he went into court, and all he said to the judge and the jury was, "I am a living, breathing man." He held out his arm and he said, "My skin is a different color than yours, but when you cut me, I bleed just like you do. I am not a fiction, and no matter what you write stating that I am, as long as I bleed, I am a living, breathing man."
And what better person to do this, Joyce, than in the original indigenous population before this country became the United States?
That's right. So what that proves is, if they make you a fiction, if you go into the court and rebut the presumption by holding out your arm and saying, "I am not a fiction, I am a living, breathing human being created by God, and if you cut me, I bleed. Now, if you claim you created me, make another one right now and put them, and make them stand right next to me." Now you just proved that it's all a big lie. The court can't create people. And if you choose your form of law being the natural law under God is a natural person.
Yeah.
A natural person has to have natural law. Only a fiction lives under fictitional law.
To be fair...
So you've already put yourself in a jurisdiction other than what they want to hold you to.
To be fair to Chris in Las Vegas, the reason I reacted the way I did is here's part of the problem I've discovered after all of these years, is that people will make claims or they'll read something and claim that this is really what it says. And we can cut to the quick on this when we produce their own paperwork. Because what we do is we make claims and then we do a little building project and we build something on top of that. And then we throw it out there, and then somebody disagrees, and then there's a big old catfight. There's a sane and logical and reasonable way to get through this. What I'm trying desperately to do, whether it be Chris in Las Vegas or, I don't know, Joe Blow in Kokomo, is to stop this constant barrage of once somebody makes a statement and they believe something from their point of view and opinion and their expertise or their study that they don't think is correct, immediately, boom, smack the guy. And Chris, I'm not interested in smacking you. What I'm interested in is seeing if you know this subject matter, and I don't know it, you know it, I don't, and if I can ask you to please provide that which you state is true and correct, and you've seen it, you've read it, get it over to me. Get it over so I don't have to do 15 hours of research and go down some rabbit hole that I'm away from something else for 15 hours. I know you people don't understand what it is to do radio, to run a network, to try to sell advertising, to try to keep the peace, to try to keep the whole damn thing running. But you got to give me a break, man. If I make a simple request and you cannot, either you cannot or will not comply, then don't waste my time bringing it up. We all need a little help here. If we had the attitude that we want to help each other rather than prove the other guy wrong, I think we'd be about 15 miles down the road. I thank you for your call, Chris. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
I don't know. I know I'm not going to be here tomorrow or Friday or Monday, possibly even Tuesday or Wednesday. But aside from that...
Okay, here's the question. You're speaking about admiralty law. They said with the birth certificates, my children's birth certificates, that they use admiralty law since my child was in water and came out on land. Birth. That they use admiralty law to sort of like stamp my kid's footprints and send it off to the Department of Commerce.
Well, I'm not quite sure I agree with your analogy, but I see where you're going.
I know where he's going. I read the same information. Basically, the birth canal, that's the birthing of the Admiralty.
Whoa, foul. They climbed up my mother's uterus now?
Yeah,
come on.
You see how ridiculous it is? That's exactly how stupid the reasoning is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's exactly it. And of course, there's water involved in birth, so they connect it to the ocean and its admiralty.
You know,
so
there's
the most ridiculous thing you ever heard.
Yeah, Peter.
John, do you want to laugh again?
I don't. I'm just thinking here. You know, God must.
What does this have to say about the birthers?
what does this say? You know, God is all knowing, can see the future, knows the past. The only reason we've got to be here is for his entertainment, because
it's got to be.
We have certainly caused monumental problems between ourselves, and you know. When you really get down to it, when you boil it all down, and I know all you guys have considered this, you know, what's life about? Isn't it great? You know, who started it? Who's in control? You know, what's its purpose? On and on and on the questions go. Very few answers, and a lot of people like to fill in a lot of blanks with some reasonable-sounding stuff. But my point is that, relatively speaking, life is a miracle. It's a miracle that we're on this planet if you understand how life is, how it works, and the forces of the universe and the immutable laws and all that other stuff. But I'm absolutely flabbergasted how many problems that we make that are man-made, self-created, and then we have to spend an inordinate amount of time overcoming our mistakes, and that is if we even admit to them. See, the one thing of diagnosing a problem and fixing a mistake is realizing, first of all, a mistake was made. Ergo, Federal Reserve System, United States of America, present day. I think everybody can agree that that was a monumental mistake. We have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt the facts are immutable. It was illegal. It was unconstitutional. But here it is, 100 years later, and nobody's stepping up to the plate to take responsibility for that mistake. And that mistake is going to be and is going to be our demise.
John, their charter comes up in 2012.
And so does Obama's reelection.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, not really, but I find neither the Federal Reserve System interesting or Barack Obama. I think they're diseases out of the same, I don't know, wacky, I almost said conspiratorial folks, which in fact they were. All right.
Not only that, but I've been reading a lot of things about the Federal Reserve and their charter and this, that, and the other thing. And their contract, they totally violated their own contract.
Yes, they did, because the two outstanding terms of the Federal Reserve and what they're there to do is to, first of all, give us a stable currency. Do you think that they have fulfilled that obligation?
No.
And the reason why they cannot fulfill that obligation is because of the inherent flaws in the system itself. It does not necessarily lead to honest trade in exchange.
Like derivatives.
Yeah, well, and a whole host of other things. But, you know, I look at this situation, and we know what the obvious solution to the problem is, and we're here every week citing case. How can we get these scoundrels? How can we use the law against them? Joyce, with what you just said, I agree with. But in what federal court could you start a suit and have to push it, unless you wanted to try to see if the Supreme Court justices would take this case, which they probably won't. Ed Waller's got one going. I don't even know if they're going to accept the case. But here's the deal. We know they're wrong. We can prove that they're wrong. We can right the wrong that was made and put things back vertical here. But how do we do it? Can we do it?
That's the problem. How do you do it in a criminal court? In a private criminal court. You can't do it. The only way, the only chance we really, really have, in my opinion, is if every state takes back its sovereignty and puts in a court system that functions under law, not public policy.
Well,
they produce
okay,
it's my turn.
Oh, go ahead,
they,
Peter.
They have to, no, they have to form their own bank, so we have money
and
substance.
Forget it. Forget it. The only way they're going to do it is if each individual understands to write two simple words without prejudice above their name, believe me, we would have change.
Well, yeah, okay. Now, Peter, I won't disagree with that, but I disagree with the premise that everybody has to do this. And, you know, in a perfect world, I guess, if everybody did this on May 12th of 2011, that being tomorrow, game over. But in practicality, it's just...
John, I understand in practicality not everybody's going to do it, but they don't understand that it protects their rights.
No, but they don't even understand how their rights have been taken from them.
I know.
Now
I
you're
know,
trying to
I
get
know.
Them to stand up and put a halt to the thieves that... The true robber barons, the highwaymen that are stealing everything in sight. We'll be right back with more of your calls right after this.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Well, now, fiddle, that's a
can't love my baby. I can't live another day.
Sometimes the breaks don't coincide when I need to take a break. At any rate, okay. George, anything else?
I was talking to one of those Keystone cops, and he kind of, corporate Keystone cops.
Yeah.
He kind of did his own little research, because I sat there and talked, because this city took a bunch of federal money to do blood draws on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And he found, when he did his little research, I don't know how he did it, but he started refusing to do it because he says, you know, if I might take blood off the side of the road, you know, this is the letter of mark. And when I operate under a letter of mark, I am no longer immune as a police officer.
Ooh, that guy's due for an early retirement, it sounds like.
But isn't that legally true?
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. Every cop that drives around Round Rock here has the ability, and a lot of them do it, they listen to the program via their laptop, which they have the highest speed internet and some of the best internet connections you'll ever see. Isn't that amazing? He could probably, after you talk to him, he probably got in his car and start Googling and researching. It's all up there.
I mean, because, you know, even like TSA, you know, they're not breaking the law. They're operating under a letter of mark.
You're correct. They're operating under a letter of mark under inland piracy.
That's why you condition your signature.
That's right. When you condition your signature, you blow all that out of the water. It no longer exists because you take yourself out of the jurisdiction that they are working in.
The only
I did that UCC, without prejudice, UCC-1308-1. I don't think I was screwed up, but I did that on my plane ticket, on my passport, on my CDL driver's license. So I'm just wanting to see if the TSA will grope me when I go through the gates.
Well, I don't see by having one of their licenses that you can opt out and claim that you have the rights, because that license is designed for them to take control and tell you what your obligations and duties are under the contract. So I hardly see the point of putting a UCC on a driver's license.
No, John, they have to, because, see, everything is under the UCC, including the Internal Revenue Service.
But I'm also a truck driver, too, so.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Commercial, so.
Well, and in my opinion, you guys are the only ones, and taxi drivers and, you know, whatever.
That's right. They're the only ones that need a commercial license.
Yeah.
Well, my friend just beat his open container ticket in court because under Texas law, a passenger is somebody who pays a driver for hire to transport him.
Yeah.
And he was not a passenger.
I love
an occupant in the car.
I love it.
All right, well, thank you, John.
Okay, George.
No, you have a federal person in your car.
Oh, my God. This is so mind-blowing, guys, that they would create all this folderol and play all these little games. You know, it's the hide and peek with justice, us versus them. So what do? They just declare us to be,
mentally unstable, if we don't agree with them.
But enemies of the state, pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly what we are.
All right, more of your calls coming up after the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. I want to get into, before we leave the airwaves today, this Ray Donovan, U.S. Department of Labor case, Rodriguez versus Ray Donovan, and why this is pertinent. And we'll learn more about that right after a little bit of this. Folks, we're having a pledge drive. Check the front page of our website, if you please, and support our advertisers.
Do you need help getting your child?